The O Positive Festival is a celebration of art and music that creates a bridge to access healthcare for artists. O Positive fosters complete physical, mental, and social well-being by connecting artists directly with a coalition of healthcare providers and health resources. I'll fix that in a second, I promise you. Yeah, there's a flaccid microphone that we need to fix. We'll get on that in
Don't
a second.
Don't we have a doctor for that?
Yes, maybe an RN can help.
Yeah.
And O Positive was founded in 2010 in Kingston, New York. The idea has caught on, and festivals have now taken place in cities all across the country. This year's festival in Kingston takes place October 9th, 10th, and 11th. 9th, 10th, and 11th. One of this year's highlights is the return of international street artists. Is it Gaia?
Yes.
Gaia, who will create a mural depicting Ulster County-born abolitionist and women's rights activist Sojourner Truth. We are going to talk to the festival executive director and co-founder, Joe Conkra, this morning. Joe, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Always nice. It's the sixth year, and it's the sixth year you've been here, and I'm thrilled that you're...
That's right.
You're all still up and running.
We're still going.
That's great.
A little tired, but moving.
They say if you can get through five, then you're an easy street.
I've heard that. I'm waiting for that street.
You're waiting for that, ma'am. We'll get it. Chrissy Sakes is with us. She's the art director of the festival, and it's a thrill to have her here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. And Shannon Light is an RN, a provider, a volunteer since 2010, and this year's clinic co-director. And Shannon, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's a delight to see you again. All right, I'm going to ask Joe a question, and then I'm going to try to fix Shannon's mic as we do that. But so maybe as we do that, you can turn off that mic while I play around with it, this one. And I'll ask Joe how all this got started and how it has progressed over 6 years.
You know, I was at a party and met a dentist, and we had a conversation over a beer, and he said he wanted to bring a band from Brooklyn, New York to Kingston because nothing was really happening there. And soon after that, a bunch of artists and musicians and healthcare providers all got together. We all got together in a room and thought, what a great idea. Will anybody else do this? So my wife, Denise Orzo, and I started calling a bunch of friends. And next thing you know, we had a few meetings and a few more beers. And after those few beers, we had our first festival in 2010.
Excellent.
That was amazing how you just fixed that while I was talking.
It was very pit crewish, wasn't it, Joe? And you know what? I even tried to listen to what you said.
That's okay. I was trying to extend the conversation.
Yeah, no, you did a great job.
We could use you at the festival, too.
Yeah. Here were the tech issues, because I'm so good at that. When you think of, so it really has grown and blossomed, and other communities have learned that, this makes a lot of sense.
Right. I mean, when it comes down to it, all joking aside, what we realized really early is that the creative community in itself really lacks the knowledge and access to care. So what we've really done is built this amazing clinic each festival weekend where all of those artists and musicians get the care, which Shannon can speak to. But really, we've broken down that barrier, and we're valuing the artists and musicians as much as we are the medical community.
I have to say, I'm going, so admission, right?
Yeah.
So we're all going to be truthful with one another. When you all came in the first time, I remember thinking to myself, well, that's a beautiful, wonderful idea that will never work. And that's great to say, but I don't know how that's going to work. And I mean, you had a little concern, right, going in that it was all going to come together as far as the community?
I have a little concern every day in terms of whether the community gets what we're doing, because it's such a simple concept.
Well, it is. That's exactly it. It's so simple. And so you're like, well, then why don't we have to make it difficult?
Right.
So if you just get everybody out of it and just say, oh, okay, provider, okay, artist, you kids get together and figure out what you have to figure out.
Right. That's exactly it. But I think, I mean, not with the limited amount of time we have, it's very difficult for people to understand that when we're based in a system where we seem to value the dollar more than the exchange of care.
Right.
And what we're doing this year, which takes it even further, is we've always suggested to people that they give us a certain amount for the weekend. This year, we're actually saying to everybody who comes to the festival, what's this worth to you?
Right.
You know, what are 60 bands, 25 artists, a lasting community, the culture, the connection between the doctors, how it's building everything economically? What's that worth to you?
Well, and apologies for making this this crass connection, but it's a lot like we do at the fund drive. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, if you find the one thing that is worth to you, and then you pay what you think that's worth. It's as simple as that.
Exactly. It could be a dollar a day per year. It could be just like you guys do it. Exactly.
Right. I mean, if $10 is what you can do, and that's, you know what you can do,
right,
and
right.
and that's and you have followed that as well, and it's it works. Let me bring in Shannon Light into the conversation. She is, as I mentioned, this year's clinic co-director, as well as a provider volunteer. What is a clinic co-director?
Oh, well, so actually I gave myself the title of nurse in charge this year, which is kind of an old-fashioned term in hospitals that we use when there's a nurse who just helps coordinate the flow of things. So what I do is I reach out to doctors, nurses, the integrative doctors that we have, the whole team of providers that we have, and we set up a clinic. We've in the past called it a pop-up clinic. Really, we're working in a venue, just establishing a space where artists, musicians, and volunteers come in, and we sit down one-to-one with them. Everybody sees the nurses. We talk to them about their health concerns, and then we connect them with these providers. And so they can, artists, musicians, volunteers, they can get a massage. They can sit down with a doctor. We have wonderful integrative physicians. We have acupuncture, Reiki, psychotherapists this year even. So we're offering a lot of services that are really great.
And all of the care takes place over the weekend?
Yes. So the clinic takes place over the weekend. We are making, I mean, really our goal for everyone is to establish a connection that will continue past, beyond just the festival weekend. And that does happen quite a bit.
So talk a little bit about that. I guess I'll open this up to Joe too. Is once you've made that connection with that doctor or provider or whoever, then do they kind of work it out as to what the future is going to be in their care?
Yes, a lot of our providers are working out deals that are kind of subverting the system of insurance and just making a connection and having a relationship with our artists. Our dentists, too. We have amazing dentists who are providing care. We have the Institute of Family Health. So if somebody needs follow-up and the physician that they saw at clinic can't see them in follow-up, they'll get enrolled in the Institute for Family Health program where everyone is, the Institute never turns anyone away for care.
Okay, I'm going to ask I'm going to ask the hard question, and then I'm very quickly going to change so we can talk about the fun art stuff with Chrissy, okay? So, and I guess this is both to Shannon and Joe again, but has Obamacare changed any of this?
Only in that the question comes up a lot. In fact, it's actually made us more important. What we've been able to do is, if you need to sign up for the Affordable Care Act, and in New York State, it's pretty good coverage if you can get it, we help you sign up. We have a navigator there. But in reality, it's created a lot of confusion, and we help clear that confusion. We make it easy for people to do that if they'd like, but at the same time, for most anybody, it doesn't cover dental. It doesn't cover the things that people need for repetitive injury. If you're on tour and you're carrying an amplifier 300 days a year, you need to see a massage therapist. And at the end of the day, I think we're going beyond that, not beyond Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. But really what we're doing is we're doing what Shannon just said, and we're breaking down that barrier, almost like that fear between, like, I don't know where to go to a doctor. I don't know who to see first. And when a musician or an artist sees a doctor at our clinic and then sees them at their performance at night, that changes the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because all of a sudden they're seeing them in a perfectly comfortable environment, not a doctor office, and then they get to know them. You know, and our one green room is in our clinic. So everybody eats together, talks together, and those conversations, that's where the magic happens.
If you told me this, I didn't hear it. So let me ask again.
Mm-hmm,
how many artists are we talking about that were at last festival?
Last festival, 50 bands, 35 artists, so hundreds.
Coverage. I mean, that actually took part in the...
Oh, I mean, you have
the
numbers.
From last year, we had over 120 people walk through our clinic doors, and that's hundreds of hours of care.
That's great.
We've done, just so you know, we've done 7,000 hours of clinic visits in our 6 years, and we've done over $105,000 worth of care if you were to put real money on it. But we don't really look at that except to tell folks like you and the listening audience, so
right.
They understand.
Right. So there's some comparison.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's helpful.
You know, and we've done some very serious, intervening with people that really, really needed it, that didn't know until they came to our festival.
This is, right. And this is very serious. So with that, let's talk about the festival
right,
side.
The fun
of it,
part.
Because it is a fun part of it. So this is very cool. It is a festival, let us not forget, and which is where Chrissy comes in. She is the art director. So what do you do as the art director of the festival, Chrissy?
Oh, what don't I do?
Little bit of everything.
Probably the most time-consuming but also rewarding part of it is the murals. We have 6 giant murals going up this year. Amazing artists, world-famous artists. Gaia, as we mentioned before, who's helping to curate this year, is doing an amazing... I mean, when people see this mural... but then we've also got Nanook and Lunar New Year and Mataruda and Chip Thomas, who's a doctor coming from a Navajo reservation. He does Jetsonorama. He's doing a great mural.
You said that like we know what that is.
lots of different... Jesse and Katie. Yeah, it's impossible to list all the artists. We also have 25... other artists doing installation, performance. So there's a lot going on this year.
Where does the art go? Is it pure, when you have the mural, when you're done, where does that go then?
I mean, it's on the wall.
It's permanent.
Yeah, it's semi-permanent. You know, it's up to the building owners how long, but, you know, some of them can be up for 15 years, you know.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really changed the landscape of Kingston.
It's like a tattoo for your building.
Yes.
Joe, come uptown.
The very end. Yes, very much so.
You have to come to uptown, come have a beer with those Achaeans, and you'll see.
Oh, that sounds very fun. Be the end of the fun drive, so I'll be up for that. That sounds very,
perfect.
Very good.
And there's 60 bands.
60 bands.
From all over the country. We've had over 300 bands apply this year for those 60 spots. All the venues are throughout Uptown and Midtown Kingston, as are the murals. And also there's a whole weekend of Explore, which is a whole weekend of yoga, different classes. There's a whole health expo for the general public in the afternoon. So we've really branched out beyond the art and the music and into the community with our health services.
Talk a little bit about, because I just want to make sure I have this right, but mm-hmm. were you the first festival, the first O-Positive festival?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now, do you know how it has grown? Mm-hmm. And how many there are out there?
This will actually be our, between October and November, November will be our 10th because we have 6 in Kingston and we had just had Chicago, which was very successful. And then we'll have our 3rd in the San Francisco Bay Area and we'll be announcing a few more cities at this year's festival.
Okay. So then you run them?
Yeah. Well, with a director there, they're all volunteer. It's all grassroots.
Yeah.
We were talking about it in the car on the way up here, and in reality,
so it's not just like somebody takes your idea and steals it. It's you're actually involved in.
Right.
There's a structure there,
yes.
And you say, here is our structure that we know that works. Yeah. So do this in Chicago. Do this in San Francisco.
Yeah, in theory, we know what works. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but we get input from every other festival, and Kingston is sort of like our petri dish, right? It's like, okay, what worked this year? What didn't? Should we do that in California? Should we do that in Philadelphia?
Today, Kingston, tomorrow, the world.
Exactly. It's like having a lot of radio stations.
Touche. Very nicely done. Well, that is what it's all about, isn't it? And I would think that... And is it different? So you say petri dish, but is it different in a city? Is it different in a city like Chicago? Is it different?
Yes.
In a city like San Francisco?
And that's a great question. I love that question because really, their O-positive festivals have to serve their community.
Yes.
So it's going to look different. It's going to sound different. The care is going to be different, but it's going to be theirs. And that's what we want to make sure that when we do this in other festivals, that the people who run it there. This is more grassroots change of healthcare delivery than it is festival, right? This is more action than it is actual party. The party's sort of like the event of our year-round efforts to organize
right.
it. So, you know,
we need the party because we need the art on the walls.
You know, we need the party and we need people to come in and do it and we need the beer on Sunday night and you know,
absolutely.
It's really important.
So, and is this an assumption, is this a wrong assumption that I have that the areas that you move into, as you say, you're going to be announcing other cities during the festival, I assume these places are... what we would consider artistic communities. I mean, I guess all cities have artistic communities, but where there's a real need.
You know, I think you're right. I think the key is more of, if you look at the economic development side of what happens, right? There's going to be now 12 large murals in Kingston that are gifted to the city of Kingston. So people come And every day we see people taking pictures of the murals in Kingston,
yeah.
you know, during the year. So in the other cities where we go or other towns we go, it's just really important that the people that do that come here first, experience what we do in Kingston, get to walk through Shannon's clinic, get to look at the murals, get to go to a show and see a band stop playing and point at a dentist in the audience and say, thank you for cleaning my teeth. Thank you for the fillings, which you never hear right from a dentist.
No.
And but you see that all festival long. And then they go back to their community and figure out what neighborhood they need that in too. Right?
Thank you, dentist.
Yeah, thank you, dentist. Mm-hmm. My teeth feel great and they're clean. But seriously, that's what needs to happen in other cities too. And we can do this. We have a playbook. We can replicate this wherever there's people on the ground that want to really dedicate their time to it. We are all volunteer and we have been for 6 years.
You know, this is a really important thing about that just being able to express gratitude. When Shannon came in, she introduced herself and talked about how she was one of the nurses that cared for my mom before she passed. My mother had a stroke in 2008. And and then all of a sudden I remember you and I remember the people on that floor and I remember just the incredible love and care, and there's nothing. You know, people talk about a beauty of death, and I never knew what that was before. And the fact that you all were there to care, and then when you know you go through the grieving process, I'll admit this, you know, we kind of forget about you guys because we're moving on and we're trying to get on with our lives and figuring out how to live without the person who meant so much to us. Mm. But now that that time has passed and I have that opportunity, our whole family was there and it was having you and I said this to you before we started, you and the entire group, we always saw the same faces. And that when we walked in, there was that moment where you could say, oh, these are the people that we can talk to. And I don't know how you do what you do. I really don't know how you do what you do. I mean, because we lived it for 3 weeks and you have to live it every day. And I so thank you very, very much.
Well, Joe, that just means so much to me. It was an honor. And I think any doctor and nurse would say that to interact with our patients, to interact with their families, it's really just an honor to be a part of life and to be a part of death. But I think also you're feeling what it is when in a community, when you get to know your nurses and you know your doctors and how that changes, how that can change community.
Yeah,
and that's what we're trying.
You know,
to
and I don't get a far afield here, but you know. I saw my primary care doctor the other day and my primary care doctor is the doctor that took care of my mom and my dad. Well, who else has that now?
Right.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I mean,
exactly.
I realize that's a really rare thing, right? I mean, that's an incredibly rare thing. And he comes in with a folder. He's like, well, your dad had that too. What the hell do you expect? Of course you're going to have it. And I just, you know, like, we don't get that.
No,
and
exactly.
It's a shame that, so it's wonderful that there's still that mechanism in place in communities where that's happening. So I bless all of you for doing it.
Thank you. That's what we're all about.
Yeah. It's really, really important. And the fact that you're bringing it around the country is great. Chrissy, before we go, tell us the best way to enjoy the festival.
Oh, that's a tough one. I guess just go to as many different events and just take it all in. There's so much going on. Talk with the muralists as they're painting. They're going to be there for starting this week. They're coming Monday, most of them. And just see it all. Go to all the events. Do some yoga.
Our schedule's live now. The schedule's up. It's amazing. It's live. Check it out on our website.
It's O Positive Festival, and positive is spelled out. So it's O Positive, and it's the letter O. Letter O, opositivefestival.org, and the schedule is up. And you can find out what's going to be happening in Kingston October 9th, 10th, and 11th. 9th, 10th, and 11th, and it's at opositivefestival.org. Chrissy, Joe, Shannon, I wish you all the luck in the world. I thank you so much for doing the important work that you're doing in the community, and I look forward to talking about yours 7, 8, 9, 10 on the band.
Great. Thank you so much.
For the record, Joe rolled his eyes. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.